Some people think that Dhul-Hijjah is only for those going to perform Hajj. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened the doors of mercy for everyone. Everywhere, wherever you may be, you have the chance to earn incredible rewards during this blessed month. In these 10 days, the pilgrim travels physically to Makkah al-Mukarramah, but the believer at home journeys spiritually through his worship. You can fast, especially on the day of Arafah, which erases 2 years of sins. You can increase your takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Walillahil hamd. You can give charity, you can reconnect with the Qur'an. You can change your routine. You can even prepare your udhiyyah, depending on which country you may be living in. Yes, even online, abroad. Or you can give it to Dawat al-Islam, inshallah ta'ala, to keep safe. The udhiyyah is that sacrifice linking you to the action of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, to his legacy. Don't sit back and let Dhul-Hijjah just pass by, just like any other month, or just as we do with every other month. This is your chance, your season to change. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching to see who rises, who turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when his doors of mercy are open so wide. My dear viewers, just because you may not be physically traveling to the Haramain, spiritually we should make our journey to gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.